sentences on the card you feel should represent the maximum sentence imposed by the courts. The first is bigamy.
Bigamy? Ah. Well, I think it's an utterly despicable thing for a man to do in Britain, marry two wives. It's different in other societies, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. 5 years in prison, perhaps.
Blackmail?
15 years, I'd say.
And possession of drugs?
The same. About 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Hijacking?
I find the rise in hijackings round the world absolutely appalling. And I think the only way to stop it is to impose the maximum prison sentence you can, life.
Kidnapping?
It's the same story. Although it's obviously a great deal worse in some countries than in others. Nevertheless, in my opinion, life imprisonment is the only answer. The sentence should at least act as a deterrent.
And murder?
The death penalty.
Armed robbery?
About 15 or 20 years in prison, I think. After all, it's the one crime which has almost certainly risen. Increased more than any other in the past few years. Perhaps longer terms of imprisonment, or at least the threat of longer sentences, might help reduce the number of armed robberies.
Theft, including shoplifting.
I would say something like 6, 7, 8 years, depending on the crime, the amount stolen and so on. Even shoplifters should receive much longer sentences than they do. I'm absolutely amazed at the way shoplifters, thieves, are often let off scot-free. At least that's what I think.
Rape and sexual assault.
Again, the frequency of these kind of crimes is frightening. But I really don't know what the answer is. I honestly don't know what sentence a rapist should be given in court. I wish I did, but I just don't know.
And finally, mugging.
Mugging. Oh. There was a case in the papers the other day where an old lady in her 80s was mugged by two youths and badly beaten, just for a few pounds. They've got to give muggers life. Definitely life.
Thank you. Now, there's just one more question.